What a difference 2 years makes. When Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court was pending and sexual assault allegations against him surfaced, Democrats rushed to judgment in the blink of an eye. But what about the allegations related to Joe Biden? Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Carrie Severino. She has co-authored a book with Molly Hemingway that is a bestseller, and it was called Justice on Trial, and it dealt with the whole case of Brett Kavanaugh, including the allegations against him. And recently, Carrie Severino wrote an op-ed related to the double standard in terms of the way Joe Biden has been treated versus Mr. Kavanaugh, or Justice Kavanaugh. Thankfully, it's Justice Kavanaugh, by the way. Yes. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us again. Appreciate it.
Great to be here.
Okay, so let's comment on the double standard. Somewhere I think I picked up the statistic that 38 times more coverage for the allegations against Kavanaugh versus, you know, the allegations against Biden on primetime news.
It's really frustrating. And you know, you're seeing people who were the ringleaders of the Kavanaugh circus who are now saying, "Oh, well, I'm endorsing Joe Biden."
Okay, wait, your phone is not great. Speak directly into the mic if you would. Thanks.
Sorry, I apologize for that. So you're seeing the very ringleaders of the Kavanaugh circus who are then now saying, "Well, I'm going to endorse Joe Biden, and I don't think this really happened." Some of them just saying, "Well, he denies it," as if that's, you know, the end of the story. And it's really shocking. You know, people who said during Kavanaugh's confirmation that having a Senate hearing, having an FBI investigation, all of that was not enough. We need to do more to look into these allegations. And at that time, we're talking about allegations that were 35 years old and that had literally no other corroboration. In fact, the very people that she said could corroborate it were there, said nothing like this ever happened, and this doesn't sound like any party we remember. In this case, you know, the allegations are not as far back. There is some corroboration. Yes, there are also concerns about she may have changed her story in different ways, but there are people who said in 1993 she told me about this exact sexual assault. And so, you know, you would think that people who were concerned about it just on the basis of, you know, whether the sexual assault happened or not, would say, "Hey, maybe we don't know enough yet, but we need to look into it." We're having the same people who thought no amount of investigation was enough for Kavanaugh. I think that no investigation is pretty much all we need for Joe Biden, and that's outrageous.
Yeah. Explain what is due process.
Sure. So under our notions of due process, and this is in the Constitution, there are certain protections that are afforded people who are being accused of crimes or people who are involved in lawsuits. You know, things like you have to be able to confront your witnesses or you have to be tried by a jury of your peers. And some of those aspects include being presumed innocent until you are proven guilty. That's one of the ones that was just thrown out the window during the Kavanaugh confirmation process, where people said, "Well, she said it, I believe it, and now he has to prove her wrong." That is something that goes not just contrary to our constitutional understandings of due process, and obviously that's something that's talked about in the context of a criminal trial, but that goes against hundreds of years of just the entire Western world's understanding of what due process is and the understanding that you can't just jump to a conclusion simply on the basis of one person's allegation alone. What's most disturbing here, and this is another additional part of due process that has been, now we know has been completely abandoned, is that you need to be able to apply the same procedural standards for trying to judge guilt to someone who you agree with and someone who you disagree with. So if you know, like Brett Kavanaugh and dislike Joe Biden, does that mean you jump to the conclusion that Biden is lying and Kavanaugh was telling the truth? Or if you dislike Kavanaugh and love Biden, you jump to the conclusion that Kavanaugh was lying? No. And I am holding to this, you know, with Biden's allegations as well. I don't know what the right answer is in terms of what actually happened in 1993. We don't have enough facts yet. But I do know that for all those people who thought Christine Blasey Ford's allegations went above and beyond and met whatever standard of proof they have, so you have to, if you're going to be consistent, you have to say that Tara Reade's allegations are in fact actually stronger than Blasey Ford. And, but unfortunately, what we're seeing is people who are politically motivated, who it turns out weren't, their outrage and their screaming and hearing fire stuff during the Kavanaugh confirmation maybe wasn't actually motivated by their concern about sexual assault so much as their political views that were aligned against Kavanaugh at the time.
All right. Without getting too graphic or anything, can you tell us who is Tara Reid and what's the allegation?
Sure. So Tara Reid worked as as a staffer in Biden's office when he was a senator, and her allegation is that in 1993, both, you kind of have two parts to it. One that she disclosed this time last year, April of 2019, and that was that he was inappropriate to her, that he was asking her to serve drinks, for example, at an event that she didn't need to be at simply because he liked her legs, saying things, maybe ogling her, and she said that she was retaliating against and she complained about this. Several other women at the time, a dozen women were complaining about this kind of behavior from Joe Biden, and that happened last year. Now, later this year, it came out that actually she has an additional allegation, and that is that while she was a staffer, at one point she was asked to bring him a gym bag, and that in a Senate building, he then pushed her against the wall, put his hand under her clothes, digitally penetrated her, and then said to her, "You mean nothing to me," and then kind of left. And that was shortly after that she left working for him.
He said, "You mean what to me?"
What's that?
You
mean nothing to me. That was one of the things.
You mean nothing to me.
You mean nothing to me. She said that was almost the most painful part of the process was his dismissal of her.
Wow.
She says that she told her mother about this at the time, and we do have her mother calling in to the Larry King show talking about her daughter who was worked for a prominent senator and had concerns about the way she was being treated and wanted to know what she could do short of going to the press. She says she told her brother and a friend and a neighbor, and all of those people have come forward and said, yes, she did tell me at that time. Now, I don't think that's enough to say for sure it happened. However, it's sure as heck a lot more evidence than we had for Christine Blasey Ford's allegations, in which even her close friend and fellow liberal Democrat said that she didn't remember it happening, and even more than that, that her allegation didn't sound like anything that would have happened in her experience in high school, and that she would remember it if her friend were at a party and that they had left separately or that something like that had happened. So the concern is, again, we don't know yet.
Sure.
And maybe we will never know what the truth or the falsehood of these allegations are against Biden. It highlights a crucial problem in our political discourse here, where there's a blatant double standard and a willingness to abandon that due process we talked about when it comes to people, and apparently just Republicans who are accused of things, because all these same Democrats are saying now that they're willing to apply due process when it comes to Joe Biden. It's something they weren't willing to give to Brett Kavanaugh, or for that matter, to Clarence Thomas. I think they need to go back and apologize to those men. If they've a little late in the game, but if they finally come to the realization that due process is an important value, that we should be paying attention to that as a country, they owe them the apology for not having it applied it to them.
Let me go ahead and timestamp this discussion. We're recording this right now on Monday afternoon, and that is May 4th. And the reason I say that, May 4th, 2020, I'm saying that because as of this moment, there's still some pockets of the mainstream media that have not even reported the allegation against Biden. Is that correct? Or am I a little behind the time?
Well, I think many of the outlets have reported it, but I can't speak for all of them. It did take a lot longer to build up an interest in amongst the media than it did for Christine Blasey Ford.
Yeah, back to the phone thing, a little closer to the mouth, if you would.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
So there's been a time lag, at least, but it is starting to catch up. Has the New York Times even reported on it as of this moment, to your knowledge?
They have, and in fact, it's interesting. In their article, to their credit, unlike some of the mainstream articles we saw, they did tell her full story, and that was very helpful that they did so. They tried to play it, I think, as close to down the middle as they could. But there was an interesting incident where during a section of that article where they were saying we didn't find other allegations that something like this happened, they said, well, we didn't find allegations of a similar misconduct, although some women did complain that he was touching them inappropriately and behaving inappropriately toward them. Now, that is there's a long-running a kind of open secret in Washington about Joe Biden being inappropriate with women. There's lots of pictures of him on TV with him, you know, his hands in either just too close or in completely inappropriate places on women he's standing behind. You know, this is well documented. So the idea, and what happened is they had that in the article, and they said there have been women who complained about this inappropriate behavior, but they cut that out at the request of Biden's campaign team and later acknowledged that that's what happened. So that there was already some kind of meddling in that article by Biden's campaign team. And then later, his campaign has now been using that article kind of as their shield and saying, well, the New York Times concluded that nothing happened here. In fact, the New York Times had to come out and say, that's not what our article said. Our article said we didn't find evidence of anyone else making similar allegations. But that's a very different thing than saying this did not happen. And so we've seen the Biden campaign really trying to use what media coverage there has been to inappropriately say, oh, this has been looked into. All of the research that you need to see has been done. And we know that this didn't happen. Not true. And remember, these are the same people who said not just that extensive media investigation, but the Senate investigation, FBI investigation, still was inadequate when it came to the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation.
Now, you mentioned in your article, in this op-ed, and we'll have a link to it, where you're talking about this double standard and so forth. You mentioned a lot of women by name, some of whom may possibly be on Joe Biden's, you know, short list as far as potential vice presidents, and so therefore they're not jumping up and down to accuse Biden or whatever. So, such as Kamala Harris, who you point out in the article a couple of years ago, when she was running against Biden, she did bring up the idea of numerous women, you know, accusing Biden of unwanted touching. You mentioned Amy Klobuchar, who said she found, Ford, Christine Blasey Ford, more credible because Ford had mentioned the alleged Kavanaugh assault before, but Klobuchar is now on that short list as well. And you also mentioned the former gubernatorial candidate from Georgia, Stacey Abrams, who also basically gave Biden a pass, if you will. So you want to add anything about that?
Yeah, I think it's very frustrating to see women. Kamala Harris strikes me as the most egregious example because with respect to the allegations specifically even about Biden, I mean, she's inconsistent. So this isn't even just, she's obviously inconsistent by having been all about needing more investigation. This isn't really a search for the truth. We haven't really dug deep enough in the Kavanaugh nomination. And when virtually no investigation had been done of the Biden allegations, she was somehow satisfied already with them. But we're talking about the same, almost the same allegations. Some, in fact, Tara Reid's allegations, the initial ones I mentioned where she was talking about his inappropriate behavior along with several other women. Those are things that Kamala Harris said at the time last year. We need to look into these more. This is really serious. Somehow now when Tara Reid is adding to that, so the more intense allegation of actual sexual assault, that Kamala Harris does not want to look into that. Sure. So it's a real concern that she has, because her political goals have changed, even though she's already always aligned with Biden insofar as they're both Democrats, she was running against him for the nomination in 2019 and thought it needs to be looked into in 2020. She's a shortlister for his VP pick, and suddenly she wants to defend him. I mean, the women have been trotted out to kind of defend him, many of whom styled themselves as some of the biggest Me Too defenders as well. It's almost been like an audition of how well are you willing to stand by your man.
Wow.
In terms of getting the VP pick. And it's embarrassing to see them just abandon the idea of even having to look into allegations. I think what they said about Kavanaugh was wrong. I think they went way too far because they were demanding a standard of proof that no one can meet. However, they've gone completely the opposite direction where they're not even interested in knowing any of the facts about what happened before they just jumped to their conclusion of he must, you know, we believe him over her, hands down.
Okay. Carrie Severino, thanks so much for being with us. Your website is judicialnetwork.com. Thanks so much. All the best.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.